We're live from the darkness. I'm Randy Aspinwall, and at this point, you know my situation here. But aside from being stuck here and putting up with Detective Donald's crap, it actually costs quite a bit to produce and run this show. And we all here think that it's pretty important to keep doing this, especially during a pandemic, and for so many other reasons, from shining lights on society's true perversions to revealing the darkness that lurks within us all, and, well, getting a few laughs at ourselves while admitting that we are lost children hurtling through a doomed void, hoping that there's something out there waiting to take us back. So if you love what we do, there's a few ways that you can help. And I'm going to break in once in a while on this episode to tell you how. First, go on your podcast player app. We prefer Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Spotify. But you do you. When you do listen to our show, click the subscribe or follow button so that you can get our new episodes automatically delivered to you every Monday morning. You know, you can't listen to us at home around your family, and you can't listen to us around your coworkers, so you want to listen to us on your way into work in the privacy of your car or on the bus with your earbuds in, so nobody knows that you laugh at things like murder, masturbation, anal sex, demons, cocaine, lizard people, farts, dicks, rapey witches with two penises, and other such oddities. So subscribe. It's a small thing with a big payoff for us both, as it will help us keep you entertained and laughing, or at least mildly indifferent and in a non-suicidal ennui. Okay, on with the show.
Live from the darkness. This is Lugutz the Ghoul filling in for Randy Aspinwall, who's still under the weather with the COVID. So the rest of us are pitching in to continue the show. And we're actually going to interview Simon Crowchuckle once again. He was in the last episode and yesterday.
You got a joke for us, Lugutz?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Inspired by yesterday's interview, I came up with this one. What did people say when the Beatles broke up?
Oh, God. What did they say?
I was happy.
They said, oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's fucking horrible.
Oh, God. That's a... No. No, Lou.
That's worse than Yoko screeching.
I love you, but...
You just dried her up. And that's pretty hard to do for a ghost. I am Donald O'Shaughnessy. That is D as in Donnybrook, O as in Ornery, N as in Nick Summerlugal, A as in Alligator, L as in Lollygag, space, 1999, O as in Oberlander, apostrophe, S as in Snollygaster, H as
that?
In Huskar, A as in Asshat,
he's
U
more stuff
as
up.
In Upchuck, G as in Gonzo, great Muppet, by the way. H as in Hemi Demi Semiquaver. What the fuck?
I always
like
the Snuffleupagus.
N as in New Lustition.
I don't think these are Donald's words.
E as in eructation?
That's easy for him to say.
Fucking words. These aren't even words. S as in Slangwanger. S as in Snool. And Y as in Yaps. I would like to thank the person that sent me that emailed me those words. They're not as sexual and or scatological, which Lou and Julie appreciate very much.
This is true. Very much
but
so.
But some of those don't even fucking sound like words. Like, what the fuck? What is eructation? I mean, that does sound kind of sexual.
Yeah, well, you've dropped some words that I wonder if belong in any language. So, you know.
Well, sometimes I'm just making shit up out of my head, you know.
Ha! I knew it.
That's what eructation is.
Making shit up out of your head? Speaking of making shit up out of your head, Simon Crowchuckle is back, and he sent me an email this morning, and he was saying, I'm sorry for everything I said yesterday, and I was like, what the fuck? So it was really bizarre. So go ahead and explain yourself, Simon.
Well, my name is...
I don't want to know how to spell that.
Oh,
the P's and F's and Z's.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Maybe he shouldn't have DoorDashed those cheeseburgers yesterday.
You didn't change your mind because you're bloated.
Well, last night, my hotel in Albany, one of the beings who I now know I wrongfully judged came to my hotel and made contact with me telepathically.
He came and you threatened to kick your ass?
No, quite the opposite. He simply explained some things to me that showed me that I had misinterpreted them.
What do you mean you misinterpreted?
Well, as I said, they've been trying to communicate with me for some time, not just trying to attack the house. And because the dogs were there, the dogs became hostile because they are dogs. And then I assumed that they were there to cause me injury. And so I was laying down raking fire with my rifle, and I killed a few of them. But still, they meant me no harm. And so let me hasten to say that some of these things that I was told last night are things that neither you nor even I previously could have been able to guess at about the nature of our reality.
Our reality.
We don't even know what the fuck our reality is at this point, man.
Yeah, sure, he's in the same reality as us right now.
Yeah, you sound like you were in the crazy hospital, and I would know because I was in the crazy hospital.
No, I'm not crazy. I'm just simply guilty of what many human beings are guilty of. We shrink
masturbating
away
in public?
I've never been afraid of that. In fact...
Oh, God, no!
No, no, oh, God!
Oh, my God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
That is so heinous.
I can't even.
That is the most disgusting thing. Oh, Jesus.
This is just all levels of wrong.
This, yep. 80 years old. I can still rub one out in under 30 seconds.
Wow.
Yep. I learned how to do that in the war.
You know, you got to show some respect here. You know, we have a lady on the show, and unfortunately, we can all see you.
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, we're on Zoom. We know, I know, I heard that episode. I know what she was doing for you. It's good job on consummating that relationship.
Yeah, but we did that in private. We didn't have a video feed of it going.
Oh, you're talking about you guys. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they don't let me watch. So
I was about to become a Patreon member just so I could hear the audio track recorded between Donald and his lover.
She's not my lover.
I think that was a one-off, and it's.
Well, you should become
a
Patreon.
Not quite turn
member.
Out the way that
should be a
we
Patreon, but yeah, that was not.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone should become a Patreon.
Yeah.
Sign up.
Only
for
$5
us.
Bucks. I mean, you pay that much for a shitty coffee, you might as
Seriously.
Well pay for a Patreon.
Yeah.
But note the difference: the stuff that's on there, we want you to hear.
Yeah, we want you to hear that stuff.
Not what Simon is doing here.
No.
I didn't take my pants off.
Oh my God! You need to go take a shower and go wash your clothes. Because you got jizz all over your clothes like a nasty motherfucker. This guy's nasty. I can't deal with him anymore.
I'm wearing a diaper.
Not any worse than Johnny Moon, though.
Oh, please don't talk about Johnny Moon again.
I'm still not creepier than that guy. Whoa!
You're right about that.
Hey, Randy here. Lugatz, Julie, and Donald did a bang-up job on filling in for me while I was recovering from the Rona. Except for the fact that they just told you to become patrons, but didn't tell you how. And so the second way that you could really help us here at Live from the Darkness is by going to patreon.com/livefromthedarkness and joining one of our two patron tiers. Sure, you can listen to this stuff for free. And like we told Simon Crowchuckle, we're not going to stop making the show. But if you really want us to stick around, head on over to patreon.com/livefromthedarkness. And for just $5 a month, you will keep the show going. And in return, you'll get access to those bonus episodes like our holiday episodes or Detective Donald's secret sex tape with Elderberry the Witch. And also you'll get access to our mini-series like our upcoming Crowchuckle Chronicles or Donald the Dark Detective Night. There are other goodies too, like a discount off of Schwag. But the ones I mentioned are the big ones. Now, If you are really looking for a way to be entertained and to maximize your experience during the pandemic isolation and the upcoming lockdown, you can become a sustaining patron for $50 per month, and you will be given a top secret link that will let you join us live for the recording of our shows every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear all the stuff that I cringe about showing to the public, and you'll get to yuck it up with the gang between scenes. We occasionally need a quick cameo too, so you might be asked to jump in and play along with the guys and Julie. You'll also be mentioned in the credits as a sustaining patron, and we'll get an even bigger discount off of our merch. We're limiting this offer to 20 patrons. It's just enough to cover the production cost each month, and we'll assure that you will have a very personal engagement every Sunday for 2 whole hours. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Now back to the show.
But okay, trying to get off this mental imagery that
don't say get
you
off.
You know, we really don't.
Ooh, yeah. Doing it again.
No. Okay, moving on. So let's try to get back to where we were.
Wait, hold on. Just wait one moment, please.
No.
I still had my fingers in my ass. Trying to get to
my God.
My God. Please, Julie, ask him a question. Let's get him off.
Please ask him a question.
Okay.
White vomit.
What? Hey, Simon, what do these outer beings want?
They want peace with mankind. And they want to develop an intellectual rapport to know us more fully. And they have made contact with certain of our philosophical and scientific leaders to learn more about them. And of course, with such an exchange of knowledge, all of these perils will eventually pass and a satisfactory modus vivendi will be established. The very idea that they would want to enslave or degrade mankind in any way is certainly ridiculous.
Right. So,
they just want the minerals. So they just want to mine.
Yes.
They don't want to biblically know us, right?
Sometimes.
Well, that's certainly an interesting.
I fingered a cricket last week.
Oh, man.
Was that a cricket, like an alien, or was it an actual cricket?
No, large. An alien, yes, but I shouldn't call them crickets. They don't really like that. It can be, you know, considered to be
sounds kind
one of the bad words. Yeah, she was consensual, and
well, that's good.
Nearly lost my arm though.
I can understand how that might happen.
No, okay.
So consensual beetle. I wasn't prepared to hear that today.
Mm-hmm.
There's no desire to enslave mankind or to degrade it in any way.
What,
I don't believe this guy at all.
Why would you say that? I mean, that seems kind of specific.
Well, yesterday I sort of, suggested that these beings were hostile to us, and I simply wanted to go on record as to say that I was wrong. We want to learn more about each other. We humans can gain many benefits from their technology and from their understanding of the cosmos at its base levels. And they, in turn, can learn about our... God bless you. Be careful with COVID.
I'm fine.
So they can learn about us and how to join this reality in more effective ways.
So they're not lizard people trying to take the water.
Okay, gotcha. No, they're not lizards.
Is it Coca-Cola?
No.
Is it like the Mac and Me aliens? Because they were after Coca-Cola. I don't know why. I think it was product placement.
No.
But they were after Coca-Cola.
No, these beings do not have... They stopped drinking Coca-Cola when they took the cocaine out of the Coca-Cola. That was the last time I
heard. So they're looking for cocaine. Well, why are they doing in Vermont? Shouldn't they be in Colombia?
Well, there are subspecies in South America who are creating vast plantations for the cocaine. Many of your Incan myths and Mayan myths and legends deal with this subspecies that enjoys the cocaine.
Hmm. Well, I mean, we do hear some weird stories out from South America, so...
How else do you expect to break the speed of light?
I gotta wonder if our buddy here is getting into some cocaine or has some kind of...
What do you want, man?
I'm too old to do a drug that shrinks your penis and explodes your heart, son.
You're not on bath salts, are you?
No.
Good.
I tried a popper the other day while I was letting a fella I met off of Grindr sizzle my knob.
Oh, boy.
No offense, Simon, but you're an older gentleman, and why would they contact you?
Well, as I had stated, I had grown very curious about them, and after my wife passed away, I began to go deeper into my investigations, and they became to get interested in me as well. And as they saw into my mind and into my background, they realized that I was a very learned man. I've been to Cambridge, and after Cambridge, I did my graduate studies in Miskatonic, and I was a captain in the Air Force, and I served internationally on some very high-level, very secure organizations that take care of interdimensional problems. And so
Miskatonic. What is it about that school, man? That's freaking crazier than Berserkly over there.
Yeah, that's where Amanda Moon studied.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no wonder he's a pervert.
I know Amanda Moon. In fact, I was a student of hers.
Yes,
I bet you know Amanda Moon.
She taught there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you do know Amanda.
I was so scared when you lifted up that shirt.
Yeah, I got, my man, Amanda Moon.
What the heck is on your, what are you doing, Simon? What's with the blue thing?
What blue thing?
There's a blue thing. You're putting a blue thing on your chest. You're going blue light, like you're giving yourself a blue light special. What the hell? What the hell is wrong with that guy?
Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
That was weird.
That blue was weird.
Yeah, so, he's 80. He's probably coughing stuff up. I mean, he's old.
Yeah, he's probably got the vid.
I was masturbating.
Okay.
That was something we did not need to know. Fair enough.
It wasn't on the camera, though.
No, it was not.
So
I don't have a particularly large genitalia.
That would be me.
See it so well.
Yeah.
These
like a half a roll of dimes.
We gotcha. Beans.
Beans.
No, beans.
You call them outer beans? Yes.
Yes. Oh, the outer beans. Yes.
So, where are they actually from?
Are you Johnny's father?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. A couple of things.
I would explain a lot. Have you ever fucked a parking meter?
No. But because
Johnny did, apparently. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how it's anatomically possible. I think his dick is that. Hey, his dick is super small. You have to be Johnny because your dick is super small. Why isn't this even a topic?
Well, back then we still kept condoms in our wallets, so there's no telling what could have happened.
I wonder if that's a parking violation or a misdemeanor.
It's assault with a friendly weapon.
I wouldn't call it friendly. Julie, you got more questions for this guy? I can't deal with this.
So you were saying that these beings were more like monsters yesterday, and so what are they really like?
Well, getting to meet them up close and not just see them in the shadows has revealed to me that these are really quite the most marvelous organic things in or beyond all space and time. They are members of a cosmos-wide race, and all other life forms, including ourselves, are merely degenerate variants of this superior father species.
Okay, now you sound like you're working for them and that you are brainwashed, my friend. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
I have drinking Kool-Aid in my time. No one gets into a high-level government position without being willing to drink the Kool-Aid or suck a little dick.
Well, that one I understand. You can suck as much dick as you want, but the Kool-Aid you gotta stay away from.
That's a different kind of Kool-Aid.
That's a different kind of Kool-Aid. Yes, but... Yeah,
I guess you've never sucked on the cock of a Yagoff.
I have not, and I'm not going to. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. That's how they haze you in the Interdimensional Marine Force.
You sound brainwashed. Like they got to you.
Well,
and now they're giving you another line of shit.
We were never
going to stop the show anyway. But you sound like they're feeding you a reasonable line of crap. So you're kissing their ass way too much. It scares the shit out of me. Lou?
I consented to talk peacefully and reasonably with them. And had I done so in the first place, we might have avoided all of this. And I do, in fact, believe that no one really cares about your show. And no one's going to believe that it's real anyway.
We're
fucking win league with these people. This guy is on. He is a puppet.
I'm not a puppet, just a friend.
Yeah, you got beetle hands up your asses.
No.
So there.
I have this memory. One time, very long ago, I was in a strip club getting a lap dance, and I just couldn't contain myself, and terrible things happened.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter North. Okay,
yeah,
next question.
Are you sure you're not related to Randy?
Who's Randy?
The normal host of the show?
There's a normal host? I thought all of you were pretty weird.
But I mean, Randy's actually the weirdest of them all. I mean, and we got a ghoul and a ghost here, but Randy's even weirder than they are, because he's like, my name is Randy, and Donald saved my life by killing an immortal, but I'm just having bad nightmares about it because I don't want to kill anything.
No, I'm better at that than you are. Watch this. My name's Randy. I'm so angry at Donald because he's so much cooler than me and has that gigantic penis.
You are better than me. You need to take that act on the road, buddy.
That's what I was thinking.
That is uncanny.
That is pretty good. You got to take that out. You got to go on like America's Got Talent or something.
So
people actually knew who Randy was.
Yeah, you got a point. Nobody knows who he is.
If we are, have they bred with humans?
Oh yes. Well, their presence here on Earth predated humans. They've had some interspecies relations, not just with humans, but with a variety of the animals on this planet, and they've produced certain subspecies.
Like Keith Richards.
Each with its own use. Yes. Your Keith Richards is one of them, yes.
I knew it!
That does explain a lot.
That man cannot be killed by anything.
He's not immune to a roundhouse from Chuck Norris.
I guess Grandpapa was a Rolling Stone.
So,
yes, he was.
So you say that they came here a long time ago. Well, how did they get here?
Oh, well, their anatomy is developed for space travel. They have very large wings, and their bodies, the matter that they're made out of, are able to withstand both the radiations and the cold and the vacuum of space. And so they travel between the planets in this way, even intergalactically.
So they're like cockroaches from Krypton.
Well, very intelligent cockroaches, Detective.
Well, Superman's not a dummy. He's from Krypton, so I'm assuming the Kryptonians are smart.
He is a fictional character, Detective. I'm sorry to have to reveal that to you.
Well, fictional's not a word, but I understand what you're saying.
So, but why are they on Earth and not like Uranus or Venus or something?
Well, they're from Yagoff, which is, as I explained, it's a planet out past the Kuiper Belt. They come here to Earth because they need the minerals, as I explained.
Well, how did they discover that we have a specific mineral that they need?
Well,
somebody stuck a straw in the ground and drank it out like those Mac and Meat guys.
No, they're able to sense the chemical makeup of cosmic bodies from quite a distance. It's not too different from how your own scientists look out into the cosmos and determine what certain cosmic bodies are made of.
They can smell the same thing.
Yes, they're as opposed to using science and technology and the machines that they build, they simply evolve to utilize the technology at a biological level.
So they're like flying cockroach dogs, because dogs can do that shit.
Yes, they're cock dogs.
Cock dogs.
So now this is the part that I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around is... You said in your email that they contacted you telepathically. Yes. Is this how they communicate with you?
Well, this is how they've communicated with me, yes. But they communicate with one another through a different form of telepathy, but also through the sounds that they make and the ability to change the color of their heads. Now, they also interact with other species.
They're like a Christmas light?
Somewhat like an LED Christmas light. They have the ability to change color, and they can communicate in this way.
You know the Beatles play disco?
Yes, for some...
Well, that was ELO, which was... they wanted to be the Beatles, but they weren't. So there was just like an evolution.
No.
Like, basically, when the Beatles broke up, Jeff Lynne wanted to be a Beatle. He couldn't be a Beatle. So he made a band that would sound like what the Beatles would sound like if they had stayed together.
And right. He's from Mars.
Ah. Jeff Lynne is not from Mars.
Mars!
Yeah, I'm sure his wife is from Venus.
Nope. Human.
I don't know. Okay. What do you think, Detective? You think this guy's...
I think this guy's bullshit and he's trying to fuck us, but I got one more question for you.
I have no
Who killed
desire.
My wife? You said that you were going to tell me who killed my wife.
Oh, that was the cult of Hastur. The king in yellow.
Cult of Hasbro?
Hastur.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah.
You know them, Julie.
They're kind of douches.
Well, they may be, but they are hell-bent on causing the destruction of all the realities. And there at the end, might I add, that they are the enemies of these beings which have made contact with me.
So these beings hate the Hastur cult.
Hastur, yes.
Hastur, bastard. I don't
know.
Whatever
yellow.
The fuck you call it. The yellow?
His yellow sign, yes.
It's yellow sign.
Right.
Do not walk.
No, it's more like a sigil. You could pee it into the snow.
So they like yellow snow.
Yes.
So, okay, how can I believe you? Like you've given us other things, and then
you
give us one thing one day, another thing another day. We need some proof. Do you have proof of these?
When you're feeling well, and COVID is no longer a risk, I would like to bring you and your team to my estate in Vermont. And
we can't do that. We're behind a force field.
I could create a gate for you. Remember, I am a student of the Necronomicon.
Well, this...
Yeah, so you've given us a lot to think about. I think we got to talk to Randy, guys, and see.
Yeah, we got
to
square this with Randy, because he's the only one that... We can't read his letter from his uncle.
Well, I don't know if we can read parts of it, but only with his permission.
He can interpret it for some reason. Like he's kind of an ass when it comes to that. He's like holding on to it like it's the Colonel's secret recipe for fried chicken.
I listen to him. He's kind of a baby.
He's kind of an ass.
We also got to make sure that Curl Chuckle here isn't Looney Tunes.
Right.
No.
Hey, but can you do your Randy impression one more time, Curl Chuckle?
Oh yeah, we like that.
Try. I'm all tired from my travels, but I'll give it a shot. What do you want me to say?
I want you to say, I'm Randy Aspinwall. Donald saved my life by killing an immortal, but I'm just pissed off and I have bad dreams about it.
Does that sound close? No, I gotta come a little higher, right?
A little higher.
I'm Randy Aspinwall, and Detective Donald killed the immortal and saved my life, but I'm such a candy ass about it.
That's actually pretty good.
Dead
That's pretty
on!
Good.
I'm Randy.
Such a great impression.
I love to mess around with animals.
I knew he did. Yeah, he does.
I'm Randy, and I love bestiality.
No, he does.
You know that
even Lou doesn't do that.
You know that story that I told you about where I caught Randy? That actually happened. And it pissed me off so much because... do you know now that I'm
Are you
assassin.
Asking to watch me masturbate, young lady?
No.
Oh,
no.
God, no.
No, she's not.
Like,
she's done with that.
So I was there. I had a mission to kill this guy. And, and then I had to work there another week because of what Randy did. Because they had to clean the place and everything.
I've been shooting blanks for 20 years. Before that, it was like a Shabbos candle. Come right at the end of that thing.
Oh.
Couldn't stop me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, all Peter right. North, that's enough of that.
We're all going to sleep a little more roughly knowing
on that.
That
note, I
white think ropes.
We should end the show, and thank you very much, Simon, for coming and, oh, and yes. sharing your wisdom with us. Perhaps we'll keep in touch, and anyway, I guess we'll have to get Randy in on this. Hopefully he'll feel better soon.
Yeah, we need Randy in for this shit. Because you're scaring the fuck out of me, Simon.
So hopefully Randy will feel better soon and he'll be back to his normal self. Yeah, anything else, guys?
Yeah, why? Is that his neck that's like glowing?
It might be.
What? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh, dear. Oh,
this is bad. This what? Is bad.
Whose neck is glowing?
Your neck was glowing.
Yeah, you had a shiner, not the kind you had before either.
You had a glowing neck. This guy's got a fucking glowing neck. Fuck this guy. I'm not going to Vermont. Fuck Vermont.
There's a great many things.
I get Ben and Jerry's ice cream here.
Yes. Oh, I've been a great part of many things down the years, and there may be some side effects to some of the augmentations.
Augmentations. They've been operating on this guy. I bet you he's a Borg. He's a fucking Borg with a makeup job, so we can't see his Borg face.
I'm not a Borg.
You're not a Borg? No. You're not going to try to assimilate us? Bullshit. You've already been assimilated by these beetle guys.
That would be futile.
That would be futile. Ah, see? He knows the language.
What language?
The Borg, like, resistance is futile, whatever the fuck they say. I don't know.
Resistance is always reasonable.
Reasonable?
Anyway, thank you all for joining us on another episode of Live from the Darkness. We look forward to seeing you next week. Hopefully we'll have some answers, and hopefully Randy will feel better. And we
would
can,
you mind if I just on? Plugged myself real quick?
No.
Hold on one moment.
What the fuck is that?
I'm done.
Oh, God, he just came again.
No,
he just plugged himself.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. I thought he meant his Twitter account. That's the wrong kind of plug.
Oh, the Twitter effect on this thing.
God, make it stop.
You guys could go online, and if every token that you tip me makes it vibrate a little more.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't let anybody go to his site.
Yeah, nobody go to his site. That's disgusting.
Oh, just got $10.
You are Johnny Moon's father. I have nothing more to say. I'm done.
That's a heart.
You ever touch an elephant's behind?
No, and I'm not going to. Thank you very much. You fucking pervert.
Yeah, this enjoy smushing.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I'm going to say the last thing.
Fuck you are.
It's mine.
It's just going to get cut out anyway.
Hey folks, it's Randy Aspinwall again. So aside from botching the Patreon plug, my comrades in darkness also forgot all of the other show plugs. So I'll just get through this quick. If you want to contact any of the hosts, you can do so by tweeting either at Randy Aspinwall, at Lugutz, at Julie the Ghost 1, or at Detective Donald. You can follow the show and see the weird hijacker hacker who has somehow been mocking us with our own social media at Serene Dread. If you want to contact me, send an email to randy@livefromthedarkness.com. Find and like us on Facebook for that flavor of interaction. And also, we're mildly on Instagram at livefromthedarkness. Please share us with your unoffendable, weird friends who might enjoy our brand of perverse, grotesque, improvised, weird comedy horror. I've gotten an email recently that has told me that my co-hosts are actually not who they say they are, and so I'm going to read the names on that email out loud. Let me open this window. So, it says here, Lugutz the Ghoul was played by Joey Starr. I don't know who the fuck that is. Julie the Ghost was played by Samantha Laws. a reasonable name, I guess. Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy was played by Manny Silvera. That makes zero sense at all. And our guest star for this and the previous episode, Sir Simon Crowchuckle, was played by this weirdo off the internet named Thorne Winter. Yeah, right. That sounds like a real name. Anyway, the awesome music was provided by Isaac Ross. If you'd like Isaac to produce music for a song, a video game, a podcast, a movie, or anything else, like your porno, send me an email and I'll put you in direct contact with him. Be sure to check out the latest Arrested Development album, Don't Fight Your Demons, that just dropped this year and is killer. Except the title. I mean, seriously, I actually have to fight with demons. I mean, I get the metaphor and all, but like, anyway, just listen to the album. It's great. Okay, that's our show this week. Hear us next time, gentle beings. Until then, wear your mask, stay inside, and be good to each other.